Here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by tweeting Matthew at ML on WLXG. Ask questions or comments on what you'd like Matthew to talk about on the show. Today's show is sponsored by French Lick Resort, Lexington Parks and Recreation, Play Golf Lexington, and by Edwin Watts Golf. Let's join your host, Matthew Lawrence, for Backspin Golf.
Well. I don't even know. I don't even know how to talk this morning. I'm so excited. Welcome in, everybody. Backspin Golf from the first tee right here at the Square Country Club on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Good morning, Mikey. Good morning, Tell a Little Secret. Sean C. right here in the studio with me today as he salutes. Of course, it's a live backspin because it's the final round of the 146th Open Championship. So many storylines, so much going on at Royal Birkdale that it's just, if you're a golf fan, which you probably are if you're listening right now, this is my favorite week on the golf calendar of the whole year. I love the Masters as a tournament, of course, but it also signals the beginning, the true beginning of the golf season for us. The U.S. Open is the U.S. Open, probably the toughest test in golf most years. And the PGA is a great championship because club pros play in it. But nothing to me is the Open Championship. Obviously, the oldest championship, the courses that are played, which are called the ROTA, the revolving sites that they play the Open Championship. Royal Birkdale, I have played Royal Birkdale, so every time it's there, it's something special to me because I've actually walked those grounds. It's just going to be phenomenal today. We already have a 64 shot today by Aaron Baddeley. The early groups are out. Once again, pretty perfect weather. The leaders don't go off. Jordan Spieth will not go off until 9:30 Eastern time. Three shots ahead of Matt Kuchar and six shots ahead of the U.S. Open champion Brooks Koepka. And one of my favorite new guys, Austin Connolly, who is also 5-under, a 20-year-old with dual Canadian-American citizenship, who's been playing in some events on the European Tour, the Challenge Tour. Yeah, he's tied for third at the Open Championship, Austin Connolly. And we'll talk a little bit more about him as we get going. Perry French, in a few minutes, will join us. He's in Florida this morning. I think he's actually in the car, maybe making his way back. So we'll talk to Perry, get his thoughts on the Open and kind of some of the shots you have to hit on a links course like this, because he is our technical expert, our Strixon guy. And then after that, Trevor Riesk, our buddy from Tap In Golf, will join me. And finally, Dan Hauser, one of our semi-regulars here on Backspin Golf, from links.com, and we'll talk about all things related to the Open Championship. We'll be throwing out little tidbits of history as we go. And before we take our first break, here's the first one. Nobody has ever come from more than two shots back at Royal Birkdale to win the Open Championship. So, Jordan Spieth has a pretty good shot at getting his third major. He won't turn 24 until Thursday. He would have three legs of the career Grand Slam before his 24th birthday. There's only been one golfer in history who's done that. His name is Jack Nicklaus. We'll be back with our buddy Perry French. Thanks for listening on this drizzly Sunday morning right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf.
this is all sneak peek week because
yes.
our show is going to debut November 27th, which is after week 12 of the NFL.
Is that what it is? I think the best name we got today, I would go with this one.
Okay.
Tray of Donuts.
Well, there's history there because that one time I was late, I did bring in a tray
yes, you
of
did.
Donuts.
Trey, obviously your name, Trey.
Correct.
And I guess
you're a donut.
I'm a donut.
Mike and Mike, weekdays 6 to 10 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops now through August 31st and demo the new Ping G400 Woods, irons, or hybrids. And register for your chance to win. Four lucky grand prize winners will score a VIP fitting for a new driver and putter at the Ping facility. A tour of Ping, including the Ping Gold Putter Vault, plus a round of golf. First prize winners from each store will receive a $50 Edwin Watts gift card. So stop by today and demo the new Ping G400s for your chance to win big at Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Many times we represent those hurt on the job, fighting for disability benefits, or injured due to no fault of their own. Car crashes, physical attacks at a place of business, and medical mistakes. And I want to tell you something very important. Of course, the loss of income is devastating. Most families live paycheck to paycheck. But I find in our clients suffering something more important than the loss of money or a paycheck. It's the loss of one's honor, respect, and dignity. Providing for our families is what we do. It's our job, our purpose. For me and our lawyers, trying to restore that purpose and pride is our job number one. We're here to help you and your family at your hour of need. Dignity, honor, respect. In the end, it's all we have. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices Lexington.
Play the courses the champions play. The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. The 2017 NCGOA National Course of the Year. Our Pete Dye course hosts the first ever Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank this July. French Lick's Donald Ross course is looking good as it turns 100 this summer and hosts the Donald Ross Centennial Classic Symmetra Tour event. Book your golf vacation now at FrenchLick.com.
Some Kentucky colleges, especially private schools, require an admissions essay that not only affects your chances of being admitted, but also the amount of financial aid you might receive from that school. So, high school seniors, put some time and effort into your essay. Colleges want students who can express themselves clearly and intelligently. So, check and double-check your spelling, grammar, and punctuation. Then ask a teacher to review it before you write your final draft. It's the Financial Aid Tip of the Month from the Kentucky Higher Education Assistance Authority.
20 illegal online pharmacies appear each day, but you can find safe and legitimate pharmacies online by looking for .pharmacy in a web address. Learn more at safe.pharmacy. A public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
ESPN Sports Radio.
It's alive!
1300.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at FrenchLick.com.
Welcome back to Backspin Golf. Usually, I'm sitting right across from Perry French during the show. That's what I really love, because he's so much fun to be around. And we laugh, but he's not here today. He's in the car, maybe driving back from Florida. I'm not really sure. We'll find out. Hello, Perry French.
Good morning, Matthew.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just exactly what you're saying. Heading back to Lexington, so just a little road trip in front of us today.
How long are you going to be in that car?
About 10 and a half, 11 hours. It's a long one, Jacksonville, but all good. It's all good.
Yeah. Well, just be careful.
Yeah.
Now,
golf tournament going on out there across the pond.
Yeah, let me ask you something, though. Do you have, like, Sirius XM radio or something?
No.
Oh.
I got a phone.
Okay. Are you will you be listening to coverage of the Open?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, should be a heck of a day today.
All right, good. Here's what I want to ask you about, since you are our technical expert from Strix on Cleveland Golf. They're playing at Birkdale, which obviously is a Lynx course. And some of the shots that you have to hit for 4 days if you make the cut are shots you don't normally hit when we're playing on most golf courses that we play on. There are a lot of different kinds of shots. For example, we talk about wedges all the time because of the brilliance of Cleveland wedges. Talk to us a little bit about what it's like to play on a links course with the different shots you have to hit.
Yeah, that's probably the, I'd say, the biggest challenge, but as we're seeing more and more links-style courses being played on, whether it's we just got done playing Erin Hills, you know, and it's still a links-style golf course where you're working the ball much closer to the surface. You know,
right. You're
playing a lot lower shots, and certainly with the wedge and well on down to your five iron, and they're hitting two and three irons. What I think is most amazing, what I watch when it's wedge play, is that they're putting the ball so much.
Mm-hmm.
When you're 8 or 10 feet off the green on an American golf course, they're wedging it somehow. They're having to, whether it's because of the cover rough or the carry to get the ball into the putting surface, they're using some type of sand wedge, whether it be a 54 or 50 or 56 or 60. But here they are putting the ball. And that, were to me, is one of the biggest things that links golf is different than American golf.
Is that
the players are really working the ball against the surface. And the other thing that goes with that is the speed of the surface. American tour events typically are played on 12 sunset meters,
which
is pretty fast. The majors, 13s, 14s, and maybe even 15s on the slopes. You've got to have a really deft touch. What I see, and we see every year at the British Open, is this much slower pace to the greens, that 10, maybe inching towards an 11. These guys are, that's just like, I don't know, it's like putting in your living room for these guys.
Yeah.
Putting on 10s and 11s. They really can manage the speed and control the ball to settle up for the hole from all distances. And that's where I see the biggest difference when they're hitting wedge shots, much, much more control with that ball landing and stopping on one hop, and there's no release. The ball doesn't roll away 10 or 15 feet. It's like, oh, it's going to, nope, it stops. It just stops right where it almost lands.
Yeah.
Much quicker. And I think that's the biggest thing for the players. They can really dial in that distance. One hop and stop is, it's a dartboard for them. And
you know,
this crazy weather they're playing makes it even more so because the greens are soft.
And 67 today at Birkdale, and the sun is out again.
I know.
Well, we saw Friday what happened with the weather, which is the defense of a links course, wind, rain, all that. Now, again, especially on the weekend when the championship is won or lost, we already had Aaron Baddeley shot 64 this morning. So guys are going to, they don't tee off. Jordan Spieth and Cooch won't tee off till 9:30 our time. But there are some guys in the field. We have some pretty good players. I think it's 9 of the top 11 in the world golf rankings are tied for 15th or better. The problem is you have somebody, let's say Hideki Matsuyama, who's second in the world, starts four back, seven shots back. Even if he shoots 62, which Brandon Grace did, that's 8 under, which would get him to 12 on one of the great days ever in golf, and he'd be a shot ahead of Jordan Spieth when he tees off. So
yeah, I don't see the case with the weather being, as you say, it looks like it's going to shape up to be, it's a 2-horse race. It's Kuchar and Jordan, because one of them's going to play well.
Right.
And 3 or 4 under par obviously seems to be the number. You mentioned 67. 14 under par, if it's Jordan, or even 11 under par, I just can't see that anybody in the backfield at 5 or 4 shooting that low to get the challenge now. So it's unfortunate because it looked, going into yesterday, it was going to be a really good 2-horse race, and it never materialized, or multiple-horse race, but never materialized because those two guys played well, 65 and 66, and they just kept pushing it forward, and that's what's going to happen today.
I think
whoever shoots the low between those two guys, it could be another Mickelson and Benson duel.
From last year.
Yeah, and boy, how about the last hole of the day yesterday? What a turn of events that was for today's round. Kuchar hits an incredible shot, almost holds it out, rolls it by the hole 7-8 feet from a really tough lie, and Jordan has a perfect tee shot and kind of flails his approach but gets a break, again, because of the slowness of the golf course, and makes a tremendous putt, and Kuchar lips out. It's a it's another two-shot swing, basically, from being one down to being three down.
Yep. All in the space of a few seconds. Jordan made his putt, Cooch missed, and instead of being a one-shot difference, or it could have been even tied if Jordan's ball goes in that bunker and got a bad lie.
Absolutely.
That could be the turning point determining whether Jordan wins his third major. You've been watching golf for a long time, Perry.
Yeah.
As long as I have, because you're not as old as I am. But, as I remind you all the time, for all the talk about, you know, what's wrong with Jordan after he blew the lead at the Masters and blah, 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 he's on the verge of doing something today that only a guy named Jack Nicklaus has done in the history of golf, which is win his third major before he turns 24. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's on the track, as we saw when he had his 10th PGA Tour win there a couple weeks ago to tie Jack and Tiger. When your name's mentioned between those two gentlemen in the history of golf, you're in a class you're in a class. And these guys are the two best that have come down the pike in the history of the game, the modern era.
Yep.
And Jordan is again, probably, I just can't see him getting derailed today. He's putting it well. As your friend Johnny Miller said, that's a weapon. Now, Johnny, now his 63 is shattered, so I know you're happy and smiling.
And you know what? I haven't, because my buddies, our buddies, Trevor Reisk and Dan Houser, are going to join me, who both feel the way I do about Johnny Miller. And for the next 40 minutes after you get off, it's going to be a bash fest of Johnny Miller, because he did it again after Brandon Grace shot 62. He did it again.
Golf course is benign, no wind.
You know, this it's a great accomplishment, but the golf course is really, really easy, folks. That's what he said. Classless. All right,
well,
now
look at the scores. Now, on the day Miller shot 63, and I have to go back in the golfing game, how many guys, you know, what was the average score that day? Was it 70?
I looked yesterday. Here's the thing, though. And then we got to get to a break. Here's the thing. Johnny Miller, 63, was, I think, around 10 shots better than the average, which is astounding. But
sure it is.
Here's the other thing. He did do it on a Sunday, but he was not leading that tournament. He came from way back to win on that Sunday. He was free to freewheel the whole day.
Sure.
I'm not taking anything away from, I am, so screw him. Sure. I've had it with Johnny Miller. All right. I love you, Per.
All right, man. Have a great open Sunday. Should be a hell of a day.
I'll see you this week. Drive safe.
All right. See you.
All right. Bye. Now, Sean, I didn't mention Johnny Miller once. Talking at the opening of the show, nothing. He brought it up, and now I'm pumped. And Trevor Reisk is going to join me after the break. And I'll ask him his thoughts on Johnny Miller. I hope you're still listening, Mikey. Backspin Golf, right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Lexington Parks and Recreation. Book your tee time at one of their five public courses at lexingtonky.gov. Play golf, Lexington.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Play the courses the champions play. The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. The 2017 NCGOA National Course of the Year. Our Pete Dye course hosts the first ever Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank this July. French Lick's Donald Ross course is looking good as it turns 100 this summer and hosts the Donald Ross Centennial Classic Symmetra Tour event. Book your golf vacation now at FrenchLick.com.
If you're thinking about buying a new home this summer, you need to listen to what I'm about to tell you. There's no better place for trusting your financing needs than to Bank of England Mortgage. Their office is right here in Lexington, and they're local people serving the community they live in. Now listen to this. They have no money down financing, and they specialize in first-time home buyers. Let me repeat that. They have no money down financing, and they specialize in first-time home buyers. They'll work with credit scores down to 620, and they have credit rescoring and advice, a personalized plan to help you increase your credit scores. They have over 100 years of experience in their office. You can be approved in 1 hour, and they have their own in-house processors. It's Bank of England Mortgage on Lewis Hargett Circle, or visit them at lexington.boemortgage.com. They're the best in the business. Bank of England Mortgage.
Hey, it's me, your car. I'm sick. That means my engine light's on. Please bring me to CarMedic.
The local owner-operators are the doctors. I mean the CarMedics. They never surprise us with anything, and they treat my car like it's their own. Plus 30-minute oil changes and a free shuttle. Listen to your car. Bring it to CarMedic on Houstonville Road next to Pizza Hut in Danville. Call them at 209-2191 and follow them on Facebook, CarMedic, where they treat your car like it's their own.
Some Kentucky colleges, especially private schools, require an admissions essay that not only affects your chances of being admitted, but also the amount of financial aid you might receive from that school. So, high school seniors, put some time and effort into your essay. Colleges want students who can express themselves clearly and intelligently. So, check and double-check your spelling, grammar, and punctuation. Then ask a teacher to review it before you write your final draft. It's the financial aid tip of the month from the Kentucky Higher Education Assistance Authority.
I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Idle Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at FrenchLick.com.
Welcome back. On kind of a dreary, wet Sunday morning, before we get to our buddy Trevor, I just want to say I played yesterday with my pal Ravi Moss, a couple other guys out at Kearney Hill. And that golf course, our Lynx golf course here in Lexington, is just amazing. And to play on the weekend of the Open Championship on a Lynx golf course like that was fantastic. We're not right by the Irish Sea, but it's as good as it gets. And I want to thank Justin and everybody out there, Justin Mullenix, for being our partners on the show. And it's just a phenomenal place. If you're a golfer and you haven't yet played Kearney Hill, which I can't believe, make sure you do it. All right. Joining me now, this is going to be fun. One of my favorites, Trevor Riesk from Tap In Golf. You can follow him at Tap In Golf, joins us. And obviously we have some specific things we can talk about the Open Championship, but one in particular, I'm fired up about now. Hey, Trev, how you doing, man?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Have you been up since 4?
Not quite today.
Yeah.
The past few days, but yeah, definitely. But I slept in a little bit this morning.
Attaboy. Me too. I slept till 5.
There you go.
But you know what? We've been talking this week about how fantastic when they have coverage starting. Now, 1:30 in the morning is a little early for everybody, when you get up and watch a golf tournament really early, it's over. You still have, a good part of the day by the time it'll be over. And it's so great to be able to watch early morning golf on TV. It's great.
Yeah. 1 a.m. is a little bit tough, but the Golf Channel and NBC have done a great job of making sure that golf, the whole broadcast is on. And it's kind of one of the reasons why I I'm starting to like the Open Championship more and more as, you know, as time goes on. It used to be Masters and U.S. Open for me, but the fact that it's on all the time, and you're right, you do have, you know, you had the rest of Saturday night last night. Mm-hmm. You're going to have the afternoon today to do whatever you need to do around the house.
Mm-hmm. Or play golf.
Or that.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't want to, you know, you don't want to upset your wife or you know, whatever. But, it's great. It's great. And, you know, like I said, even they're showing golf through the commercial breaks now, which is pretty cool. So,
that's, you know, they used to do it with soccer because there's, you know, 45 minutes uninterrupted every half with soccer. The first time I saw it this weekend, I went, wait a minute, what? There's a commercial going on the right side and they're showing the tournament on the left? This is the greatest.
Yep. If you like golf, I mean, it's the best tournament that they do all year just because you get to see every shot. You know, as sad as it is to say, a tournament like the Masters, they don't start coverage until 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You miss most of the day.
Which, mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
That's another topic
for
another day. But, it's been great so far. And luckily, yesterday was just a fun day with all the low scores. I mean, I like seeing that kind of golf. So, it's been fantastic.
Here's the specific first specific point I want to get to, because for me the Open has always been my favorite championship, but there was, you know, we've had a 62, nobody's ever shot a 62 in a major before, we've had all kinds of other stuff going on, and yet the thing that I am most obsessed with is Johnny Miller. And this is one of the great tweets of all time. And you put this up, first of all, 22 hours ago now. If we're going to be another 5+ hours, Johnny needs a thesaurus. He's going to run out of ways to say this course is easy. That's where it started for me.
You knew he was going to be bitter. Someone breaking his, you know, look, the course was playing super easy yesterday as compared to the first 2 days.
Yeah,
will probably play easier than what it's going to play today. So I understand that, and I know that Johnny really loves the fact that he shot that 63 at Oakmont and won the U.S. Open. It was great. I still went out there and shot 62. I mean, in a major championship, it's unbelievable.
And here's the thing about Johnny. I also want to ask you about Justin Thomas's tweet, but here's the other one that you said, which is the greatest. Dan Hicks is such a G. I think you meant God. Is that what you meant?
You know, gangster maybe.
Okay. For yelling about how Grace stands alone in caps and shot the first ever in caps, 62, with Johnny sitting right next to him. I'm not a big Dan Hicks fan, but now I am, because that was phenomenal. It was awesome.
It definitely seemed like he was trying to rub it in a little
bit. Yeah.
or kind of get under Johnny's skin. I don't know if he did that on purpose. I want to believe that he did. But, he was making sure that Johnny knew all about that 62 for sure.
It was great. And just to wrap up my Johnny talk, because our buddy Dan Houser is going to join me next, and I got some stuff to talk to with him about Johnny Miller. Johnny Miller had a chance, as he's had before, after Justin Thomas's 63, and yet he did it again yesterday. After Brandon Gray shot 62, he said, great achievement, blah, blah, blah. But the course was really, really easy, folks.
Uh-huh.
He actually said those words. And that, to me, is just classless. That's how I feel about him. Can you explain what Justin Thomas meant? He tweeted, everybody saying he went after Miller. Johnny Miller about to go full Buffalo Wild Wings commercial on Brandon Grace. I know I've seen it, but I can't. What does that refer to?
So I don't know if they're still on TV, but I know Buffalo Wild Wings did these commercials where a bunch of guys are hanging out at a Buffalo Wild Wings and they don't want to leave. The game's about to be over. The golf's about to be over. And so they have some sort of contraption that affects the outcome of a game. So I guess that's what he was referring to. Maybe Johnny could do some sort of voodoo in the booth to make sure that Graham Grace didn't shoot a
62. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he went after Justin Thomas for that 63, so it's all fair game.
It must be tough. On one level, I can kind of understand it, you know. But on the other hand, I mean, his ego is pretty big. And,
yeah, right.
It gets under his skin, obviously.
Well, here's what I'm going to do today, and I'll really be able to sit because Jordan doesn't go off till 9:30, Jordan and Cooch. So I'll have a few minutes when I get home after doing the show to do this. I'm going to try to find the BBC radio call of it today, and I'll watch it and have that on. I think that'll be really fun.
You know, a lot of people do that, try to bypass Johnny Miller, that's for sure.
Yep, well, it's usually muted for me. Okay, Jordan, let's talk to you about Jordan. People say all kinds of things about him. First of all, they say that he's not a bomber like these other guys. I don't know. I saw a few. Now, it is on the Lynx course and all that, but I think he hit a 350-yard drive on 18 yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah, and I mean, he's averaging, I have it right in front of me here, 316 for the week, which is not, obviously Dustin Johnson's probably longer, but, that's pretty darn good. And the part that's amazing to me is he's had two 65s both times, no bogeys.
Right.
He just kind of goes along and makes birdies where he can, and he's leaving everyone in the dust.
Now Cooch is three shots behind. Obviously, Cooch has never won a major, and he hasn't actually won a golf tournament in a little while. He finishes in the top 10 every week. He's probably the most consistent guy on the PGA Tour. Can he do this today? Can he catch Jordan, do you think?
Nope.
Yeah, me either.
I wish I had more than that, but I don't see anyone catching. I mean, especially because it doesn't seem like the weather's going to be too bad again today.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful there, it looks like.
Maybe some showers later this afternoon as they're finishing up, but it's going to be too late by then. So, now, take that with a grain of salt. My predictions have been terrible this week, but I can't see him. Unless something crazy happens like at Augusta a couple of years ago, I just don't see how Jordan gives up a three-shot lead.
Right. Well, you know, the one thing about, and I've played, people are sick of hearing it, I've played Royal Birkdale. It just takes one bad swing, and two or three shots can disappear pretty quickly. Now, Jordan hasn't done that this week.
Yeah.
But, you know, that is, and if you do that, then you let some other guys back in it, but the way he's been playing, I don't think we're going to see that either. My pick was Tommy Fleetwood this week, so, you know.
I had him in a pool that I was in, so I was hoping for a little more out of him, too.
You know what, though? I'm proud of him. He could have been gone the first day, and he battled back, made the cut. He's played pretty well since then. I'm a big Tommy Fleetwood fan.
Yeah, and it's got to be tough for him, too, just because he is the hometown kid, and all of a sudden he's got maybe one of the biggest groups on the golf course following their change. And
a lot of pressure.
Bounced back pretty well, you're right.
And finally, before I let you go, somebody I can't believe, and it's only because of Spieth, really, nobody's talking about Austin Connolly. I mean, this kid he's 20 years old. He's tied for third, and he looks like he's in seventh grade out there. Yeah. Somebody ought to get him a hat that fits him, is what I keep thinking. And this kid, what a story for him.
Yeah, and a lot of stuff on the line for him, too. I mean, he can get himself into the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
He can get himself into, you know, the U.S. Open, all that kind of stuff, with a good finish today. And just to, as we're just talking about Spieth, I'm looking at his stats. He's averaging 284 off the tee. So, I mean, not to go back to Spieth, but, I mean, he's hitting the ball pretty well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. It's a great story. It seems like every year at the Open, there's a couple of these guys that are unknown, you know, 19, 20, 21-year-olds that kind of pop up on the leaderboard, which is really great to see. It sets up a big year following the Open for these guys, which is cool.
Yeah. dual Canadian U.S. citizenship. It's just, that's a great story, and I hope he plays really well today. I hope he finishes real high.
Me too.
All right, you're the best. Thanks for joining me again, and we'll talk to you real soon. We'll get you back on here because I love having you on, man.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, see you, Trevor.
See ya.
Trevor Reisk from Tap In Golf. You can follow him at Tap In Golf. He's very funny and very, very knowledgeable. Here's another tweet from yesterday. Finally awake, and all Faldo is talking about is ice cream. You know, that's the other thing. We just talked. You can see every shot in the coverage of the Open. They got to fill some time sometimes. And Nick was talking about ice cream. Good for him. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, our buddy Dan Houser will join us from Links.com, and we'll see how much he hates Johnny Miller. I can't help it, Sean. I can't. He's one of those guys that pushes my buttons. I know it's probably, what's the word I'm looking for? Unbecoming? Yeah, whatever. All right, it's Backspin Golf right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at FrenchLick.com.
Delighted to welcome in LSU head coach Ed Orgeron into the studios now. What do you think about Danny Etling going forward? He's recovered from that back surgery.
Yeah, I really like Danny. I think Danny's a gamer. He's gotten better in the Mets offense. We had a quarterback competition. We kept it alive. We're going to keep it alive throughout the fall camp. Miles Brennan is a young man that we recruited. We haven't seen him in practice yet. Let me say something to you. Danny thrives in competition. I think he's going to be an excellent quarterback if he is our starter.
Weekdays 6 to 10 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/rock. That's ZipRecruiter.com/rock for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/rock.
The Arctic Cat No-Brainer Sales Event is back with savings of up to $4,500 on brand new 2015 to 2017 ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Deals include a 2016 Wildcat X1000 for just $12,999 and the 2017 Altera 400 4x4 ATV for just $3,999. It's a no-brainer. Hurry into MLS Power Sports on Parrots Pike in Georgetown for the No-Brainer Sales Event now. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously. Ride rough. Ride tough. MLS Power Sports. Got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Yeah, ride victoriously.
What do you need?
Cash!
When do you want it?
Now!
Ideal Exchange Pond, where we'll give you an ideal deal or quick cash now. Now buying and selling jewelry, video gaming, tools, electronics, musical instruments, and much more. Buy, sell, or get a quick loan. Get whatever you need, whenever you need it, now at Ideal Exchange Pond. Privately owned and operated on East New Circle, next to National Workwear. Call us at 523-PON or visit us on the web at idealexchangepond.com.
Major key alert, don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
At Paris Animal Welfare Society, located in Bourbon County, we fight every day to help give the stray and abandoned animals of Central Kentucky a second chance at a wonderful life. Of course, we don't do this work alone. Paws relies on a team of volunteers and animal fosters who are passionate about ensuring that each animal finds their perfect forever family. If you live in the Lexington Paris area and love animals like we do, we want you to join us in our life-saving work. Sign up today to become an animal foster or volunteer by visiting our website at www.pawspets.org. That's PAWSpets.org.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at FrenchLick.com.
Well, what a way to wrap up this edition of Backspin Golf here in the studio. Set it up just the way I wanted to. My guy, Dan Hauser, it's just perfect. And the show will end at 9. I'll be home, and then I get to watch an entire round of final round major championship golf on a Sunday. Doesn't get any better than this. Except for a couple things I could think of. Dan Hauser, my guy, joining us now. Hey, Dan, how are you?
How's it going?
It's going great. I mean, it looks like I was going to play actually late today, but I'm thinking I may not be able to because it's been raining here, and I might just be plum tuckered out from all the golf these last 4 days.
Yeah, I you know, after this final round ends today, you know, I'm going to go ahead and write my usual recap article. Now, I'm probably going to sleep straight through until Tuesday.
Yeah, well, because you've been getting up early every day, haven't you?
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, I was up at 1:30. So depending on your definition of morning, it was either the middle of the night Wednesday or Thursday, or bright and early Thursday and Friday morning. And
then yeah.
Last 2 days, 4 a.m. when they got going. So, yeah, call it dedication. Call it insanity, call it stupidity, call it whatever you want, but I've pretty much seen every single shot of this golf tournament so far.
You're going to be like one of those people that as they take you away in a straitjacket, you'll be mumbling golf stuff and all kinds of Johnny Miller stuff, and it'll be great.
Basically, yeah, pretty much. Maybe we can get a camera on it so at least everyone can get a good laugh.
All right, I'm going to save my Johnny Miller talk with you till the end. Because I just went through it with Trevor. As much fun as it is, we'll save that for a little while. I want, you know, this whole Jordan Spieth thing is so fascinating to me because he's not turning 24 until Thursday. If he wins today, should he win this and then go on and win at Quail Hollow, the PGA, he'd be the youngest ever to win the career Grand Slam, which is a joke. If he wins today, he'd only be the second guy to do it before the age of 24. Jack's the other one. And yet, there's still something about him. I read on Twitter, and people still throw in these little things about him and kind of almost dismissive of him. And yet, what we're seeing is truly remarkable.
Yeah, he's I don't even know how to describe it. You could almost say he's the most mortal of the great golfers already, because you know when Jack and Arnold and Tiger, you know, were doing what they were doing, everyone kind of looked at them as these demigods,
right?
Or, you know, the goats and everything like that. And for Spieth, I mean, he's doing what he's doing, and he's matching all these guys' records, and he's just still kind of looked at as just a regular run of the mill average guy out on tour. Like he's not really looked at on this you know, higher up pedigree, which is very interesting, and maybe it has something to do with what happened at Augusta. Maybe, you know, it's just because he doesn't kind of give off that aura of, you know, of a killer mentality.
But right.
And the fact that these people who you referenced continue to chalk this up as just luck. I mean, that's just, words can't even describe what, I would love to be able to know what's going through their minds when they think that, because how can you realistically watch a guy like that and say, oh, it's all luck? There's no chance that it's luck.
Yeah, he. Anybody that would say that, I would never listen to about golf again anyway. I can't believe. Actually, a couple of writers, I don't know how they have jobs, seriously, because you watch him with his putter, you watch the precision that he carries things out. when his swing is on the way that it is now and his putter's going, that's what golf is all about. We're so used now to Brooks Koepka and DJ and all these guys, and I just talked to Trevor. Trevor mentioned he's averaging 316 off the tee this year, but because he's not a bomber like these guys, somehow it makes it less of an accomplishment. Well, Corey Pavin winning the U.S. Open, averaging 250 off the tee, was an incredible golf accomplishment. That's what golf is about. So anybody that says stuff like this is just idiots.
And you could argue, actually, that because he's not bombing it off the tee every time, that it's even more of an accomplishment because those guys, you know, have less yardage into every hole
right.
than he does. And he's still managing to do what he's doing because he's so precision-based that, you know, I mean, he's firing lasers off from further distances. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket science or even somebody who knows a lot about golf to know that if you have a pitching wedge into a hole, you're going to have a better shot of getting a more accurate, you know, get a chance at more accurately placing the ball than with a 9-iron or an 8-iron. And he's going out, you know, with a 9-iron, the DJ's, you know, pitching wedge and sticking it closer to the hole. So, I mean, that's just And that's just, you can mark that up as more, you know, it's just the way his game is and how when it's, like you said, when he's on, how precise he can be with all the clubs in his bag.
Right. All right. I just asked Trevor this, too. I think I'll know your answer. Nobody's catching him today, right?
No, I posted on, at least I don't think so. I posted on Twitter last night. I said, how many holes in until this thing's over?
Yeah.
I said, are we even going to need to get to the back nine or is it going to be over? I think just from how he is, you know, assuming he doesn't have another, you know, Augusta like meltdown on one hole, with the way he finished yesterday, if he comes out and starts the way he finished yesterday, I don't think we go more than five or six holes before this thing's realistically out of hand for anybody else.
Yeah, Brooks is six back. Billy Connolly, Austin Connolly. I know. I'm sorry, Sean. I'm sorry. Dan doesn't even know who Billy Connolly is. I guarantee you. Look him up. He's very funny. He's a Scottish guy. Dan Reefer doesn't know who it is either. You people, seriously. Come on. Get on top of this stuff. Austin Connolly, 20 years old. Nobody knows who he is. He's six shots back. Even if somebody shoots 62 again, as Brandon Grace did, Jordan won't even have gone out yet. And all he's got to do, he probably only has to shoot 68 today, I would think. Realistically,
I mean, the only one that could realistically probably catch him is Glenn Kuchar, and,
yeah.
and it's going to take a lot for him to be able to do that.
Yeah, although
maybe
I have
to play a perfect round.
Although I would have to say, I would love Kuch to win a major. I really would love it. He's just
it would be fantastic. And I think you know, I mean, he's no spring chicken anymore either, but he's not you know over the hump yet. I mean, it might not happen today, but it could still happen. I mean, I could still see him finally cracking it.
Yeah,
who knows, maybe in a couple weeks at Quail Hollow. I mean, you never know. So yeah, but I think you know, if it's not today, I think it could happen eventually.
All right. How much do you hate Johnny Miller? As much as me, or I don't think that's possible.
I don't think there's anybody on this planet that has the vitriol towards Johnny Miller that you do.
I would agree with that statement. You're right, but you kind of hate him a little bit, don't you?
You know what? My relationship with Johnny Miller is one of those where you love to hate him, but what he says is just like, you can't believe some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth sometimes. And for that reason alone, I'll listen to what he has to say.
See, I can't because of the stuff that comes out of his mouth. That's mute. And I told Trevor, I'm going to go home today and I'm going to get the BBC call of the Open and watch it with the mute button on, except my friend Peter Jacobson, who I hate missing, but tough. He already knows. I mean, he already knows that we text during the tournaments, and I say, I'm sorry, I can't hear anything you're saying because my mute button is on. All right. You, my friend, are awesome, as always, and I can't thank you enough for, in your delirious state of 96 hours straight of watching golf, I can't thank you enough for joining me.
Oh, it's always my pleasure. We're not even getting into Johnny Miller stuff?
Not really. I mean, what more can I say? I hate him. I hate him.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, he was very, just to say he was very salty on air yesterday after Brandon Grace had that 62 would be putting it lightly.
To say he was what? Say that again.
To say he was very salty on the air yesterday after Brandon Grace had said that 62 would be putting it lightly.
Yes, it would. And I'll say it again. He did it again. He told everybody how easy the golf course was.
Yep.
Classless.
He made sure to make that very clear that he thought that course played easy yesterday.
Yeah, whatever. Suck it, Johnny. all right, pal. I'll talk to you. Thanks again.
All right, thanks. All right,
on. Bye. Dan Houser. Sean, does it seem to you that I pick people to be on the show with me that agree with me? I don't do that all the time, do I? Dan Reefer does that. I've noticed that about Dan. He gets people. Dan and Mary. Is Mary Jo here today?
I hope so. Because it's going to be tough. My voice is a little strained this morning. I don't know if I could do 2 hours by myself.
Sure you could. You're a pro.
Yeah.
All right.
I've got the material.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. And you got a computer. You're good.
Yeah.
All right.
No Wi-Fi, though, yet.
Oh, boy. All right. We'll be back. Take a quick break. Wrap up Backspin Golf right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf.
The Ryan Russillo Show.
To see Lonzo have these moments, there has to at least be a part of the front office where we go, you know what, we've got something here. Because I've talked to NFL guys that have had top picks come in where you knew immediately in the first walkthrough where the team went, uh-oh. I think that's the real goal of Summer League.
Yikes
to
alert.
Make sure that you didn't totally screw this up.
1-4 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It's that time of year. Play golf, Lexington. Have you thought about where you're going to play your next 18 holes? Gabe Brewer Jr. at Picadome, Kearney Hill, Tate's Creek, Lakeside, and Meadowbrook are 5 lush public courses that bring new challenges and enjoyment. Book your next tee time at PlayGolfLex.com. Doesn't matter if you play all the time or not that much. These courses are perfect for you. Ask about the loyalty card and become a range member at Kearney Hill or Lakeside. Visit PlayGolfLex.com.
Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters has everything you need for your car, truck, SUV, or Jeep, including professional window tinting. Don't settle for cheap film when you can have the best, starting at just $59. We have 3 full-time technicians ready to install your window tinting, 35% to as dark as a limousine. Don't wait for days just to be disappointed. Plus, we'll beat any sale price. You'll also save on thousands of accessories. Remote car starts, every brand and truck covers, including back and X-Tang tonneau covers, tires, wheels, hitches, and Jeep accessories, leveling kits and lift kits, including BMW fifth wheel. At Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, spray-on bedliners, toolboxes, backup cameras, and even car stereos are at fantastic prices. WeatherTech floor liners as low as $89. And we'll beat any internet price. It's all at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, behind Aurora Pools and Spas, just off West New Circle Road.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit for TaylorMade's M1 and M2 drivers. Same letter, better everything. Now delivering even more distance and forgiveness through reimagined multi-material construction. M1 features more carbon fiber and a new adjustable weight system. M2 features all new geoacoustic technology. Try it and buy it with confidence at Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Serving golfers around the country since 1968.
I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Idle Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at FrenchLick.com.
Well, what a morning. Up early watching the Open Championship. I come into the studio. Frankie Lyons and John Gaver are in the studio. I get to see them. And now, as I depart, I get to see Dan and Mary Jo. So for me, the morning doesn't get much better than this. I'm serious. You know what we call this during the week when we talk about Sunday mornings? This is
the most popular show.
The superfecta. The superfecta.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Riders up at 7. Backspin Golf at 8. Dan and Mary Jo at 9. That is a pretty strong any morning. Forget about Sunday morning. That's pretty strong. I'm honored and humbled to be a part of that lineup. Why are you all laughing? All right. Thanks to French Lick, Lexington Parks and Rec, and Edwin Watts for joining me as always. And thanks to our buddies Perry French, Dan Hauser, Trevor Riesk for coming on with me and talking about how much we all hate Johnny Miller. It's been awesome, even though Mikey loves him. Sorry. Dan and Mary Jo coming right up right here. It's ESPN Radio 1300.